Blog Talk Radio.
This is Adhikmat Adahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Upload Life.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Al-Sirat Al-Mustaqim. Sirat Al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
السلام عليكم. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yes, yes, yes. Together we can remake the world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, assalamu alaikum. My name is William Kareem, and you are listening to The Upload Life, where we talk about social media and other ideas regarding participating in the new technologies, especially social media, and some of the technologies that are moving us forward. This show is especially being done for the pioneers who are comfortable with older technologies. Many a times I have found that our pioneers don't want to deal with the new technologies because they are just entirely too complicated. And I agree 100%. I've just been fortunate to be able to participate and tolerate the technologies as they move along. But every time that you make some kind of progress in catching up to technology, technology winds up moving or trending even further with new gadgets, with new Let me see, what word would I use? with more complicated systems that we then have to learn in order to participate in it. If we were supposed to just deal with, like, say, social media on the basis of Facebook, okay, so there are, you know, seniors who are just coming accustomed to being on Facebook, but now they have Instagram and they have TikTok and there are many others. I was on Facebook for a moment, and there is a new technology that's basically called Vimeo. And what they want you to do is they want you to, they are marketing. It's something that's being marketed. Market speed up production with Vimeo. Trim Vimeo your marketing ideas. And they'll show you how to do that. There are as we were talking last week, we were talking about the audio image, the audio participation and the visual participation on social media. And so we were explaining how to be on social media visually, you know, it takes a lot to do it because you have to look right. You have to get up. You have to make sure that you make a visual presentation. So you have to make sure that the background is correct. You have to make sure that, you know, you if you're male, you have to make sure that you shave, you have a haircut, so that when you're presenting the visual image, it looks good. And if you're a sister, you even have to do more because, you know, sisters, you know, they have to, you know, there's just more to their dress that they have to do. They have to make sure that their hijab is right, that their clothing is right, that they're covered. They have to make sure that they have the right earrings, they have the right lipstick, make sure that their eyes look right, their eyebrows are done. They have to make sure that all of that is taken care of with the visual image, with a visual image that's being done. I mentioned this because in the regular world, when you go outside, I mean, I've seen people go outside as far as we talk about presenting a visual image outside. I mean, just in the natural world, when you just say you have to go to the supermarket, you know, and people don't dress up and everything to go to the supermarket. They don't. There are some people that do it. I mean, you know, some people make sure that their hair is right and, you know, it's covered. Some people just go ahead and put on a baseball cap. I'm talking about sisters. Sisters just put on a baseball cap instead of doing their hair. They put on a baseball cap, you know, and they don't do anything as far as lipstick and all the rest of that there. And they go to the store. They just throw something on because they just need to go to the store. If they're going to work, if they're deciding that they're going to go to work and they have to make a visual presentation, you know, to other people that they socialize with, okay, then they'll go ahead and do their hair. You know, they might put on some lipstick. They'll make a visual presentation. But on social media, it goes even further. So it's a lot to the visual image on social media. It's very important. So even though we are catching up, we catch up with social media, say, oh, okay, whew, now I can participate in Facebook because I'm a little comfortable. I'm talking about pioneers now. I'm a little comfortable as a pioneer with taking a picture and putting it up on Facebook. And so, you know, people start posing and things like that. Now, this is where it becomes complicated because what we wind up seeing then on Facebook, we wind up seeing, especially when you scroll picture to picture to picture, that everybody looks good. Everybody's looking good on Facebook. Let me see. Let me do this here. Because there was something that somebody wrote on Facebook. They wrote, let me see. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, somebody wrote on Facebook. Let me see what they, let me see if I can find that. No, it wasn't him. Jamila, no. Supreme, no. No, no. Okay. Okay, I can't find it. But I can just basically tell you what it was. Somebody wrote, wow, it looks like people are posing on Facebook. If that's what it looks like they're posing. And I felt a little bad because it's like that's exactly what I was thinking. That there are a lot of people that are posing on Facebook. And somebody actually wrote it. I'm still trying to find that piece. Because the way that what I did when I saw the piece, I wound up responding to it. And when I responded to it, what I did is I made up a poem about it. And I said basically, it's like, wow, you know, like I thought I was just being, presumptuous. And then the person said, no, you're not being presumptuous. Yeah. Okay, so I'm not going to be able to deal with that. Oh, there was something else that I saw on Facebook, which was crazy. And I'm going to try to play this here because it has to do with image. And it has to do with image that's outside. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, I could do that, but I'm not going to. There's another point that I wanted to make today as far as social media was concerned, and especially I think this is a very good message for our pioneers, and that is social media is a way to socialize, okay? I know a sister, that's all she does. I mean, every time I turn around, she's retweeting somebody else's what somebody else said. I'm going to share what you're saying. And she shares what other people are saying. I must get about 15 shares from her every day. And I don't know, you know, maybe there's some kind of way that she's making money off of this here by sharing. And then I don't know whether she's making money or maybe she's just, this keeps her busy. This is what she's doing. She's just staying busy by, you know, retweeting what somebody else says. She's sharing what other people say. And it's fine. But that's the way that, you know, she socializes because she's taking time out of her day every day to continue to share other people. So she has to read it, and then after reading it, she thinks that there's some benefit to it, so she shares it. And I think that that's what a lot of people do. I don't do a lot of sharing. On Facebook, I don't do a lot of sharing. I did write something on Facebook. I said, if you don't comprehend Islam in your native tongue, why learn it in Arabic? Why understand it in Arabic? And boy, oh boy, did it get some feedback from that? It got some feedback. Because, like I said, you know, like, I mean, and when you looked at what people said regarding it, it was like, I don't know, to some degree, my computer's not really giving me what I really need. Okay, is this what I need? I think this is what I need. Okay. And so a sister said, you only understand in one language, and that is whatever your native tongue is. You translate all other languages into it, so you're right. If you are incompetent in your own language, you certainly won't be able to comprehend another language. But then someone else said, It is not a matter of comprehension all the time from the start. Just as we come out of the womb knowing nothing, there is also deeds done as an act of worship, not knowing what you earn tomorrow from Allah. So people, you know, on social media, this is where discussion comes in, because you will say one thing, and then all of a sudden now people, you know, will take it into a whole nother direction. We come out of the womb knowing nothing. There is also deeds done as acts of worship, not knowing what you will earn tomorrow from Allah. Knowledge is an obligation on every Muslim according to ability. Allah wants us to learn our religion as much as possible. Now, Allah revealed the Quran in Arabic and equipped us with the ability to learn it in the Quran, in Arabic or your native tongue, long before there was a translation. My whole point was that there are a lot of people who study Arabic because they think it will bring them closer to revelation. And you can't even talk in your own language. That's why I've never even been interested in it, because I have a problem as far as my own language is concerned, as far as English is concerned. The people who, this is what the brother said, those people who recite the Quran in Arabic have an advantage above those who refuse, even without understanding what they don't understand. Not all things we understand in Islam and what rewards await us is it. As a deed in obedience to Allah, and reciting the Quran without understanding is still a deed of great ibadah, worship to Allah alone. So I just ask an honorable brother, it would help if you could just recite us the verse where it says Allah commands. See, then he goes further. Allah commands us to recite the Quran in Arabic in many verses in the Quran. So I just asked him, I said, honorable brother, it would help us much if you could cite to us the verses in the Quran where our Lord commands us to recite the Quran in Arabic. He responds, Allah says in a command voice. Okay, here we go. Allah says in a command voice to the Prophet Muhammad, and recite the Quran in slow, measured, and rhythmic tones. Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, said, the people have been commanded no more than that of the messengers. 40th hadith. Okay, so I didn't go any further than that. Because this is what happens. You wind up getting into something, and on the basis of, just tell us where it says Allah commands us to recite the Quran in Arabic. And next thing you know, like, he can't recite that in the Quran where it says Allah commands us. So he says, Allah says in a commanding voice. Okay, so right there, I saw that it don't make no sense to even go any further with him. It doesn't make any sense. So I didn't go any further. But then another brother, so you learn, and then again, this other brother says, Arabic is not as sacred, but the Quran is, and language chosen by Allah to give his final revelation. We would not question what language mathematics was written in. The Quran is higher than math to convey the word of creator to mankind. So now we went from understanding the Quran in your own language with your own native tongue to mathematics. We would not question what language mathematics was written in. The Quran is higher than math. And all of a sudden he's on mathematics. Math has levels from addition to quantum and beyond. But no one argues its exactness. Some things can be comprehended on an elementary level, and yet the same thing cannot be profound and comprehensive on levels of grasp. So these are some of the things that happen on getting participating on social media. You can get into big arguments. I've been called a quarrelsome fella on social media. Some people have blocked me on social media because they say things, and then when they say things, then I question what they say, and then it's like, yo, brother, you being quarrelsome. Other people will go on and read it and say, that's and click it to say, well, yeah, I agree. They'll press the like button. And many a times on social media, that's exactly what people are looking for. Did you like what I said? So that's what the like button is for. You know, just press that you like it. And so the person that puts the post on social media, and I'm talking about Facebook, when they put the post on Facebook, it's like the, just like I did, if you don't comprehend Islam. But I didn't say it looking for likes. I just said it as a, but that's because I thought that was something that needed to be said. If you don't comprehend Islam in your native tongue, why learn to understand it in Arabic? I wasn't really, you know, I thought that that was an excellent point to make to people to consider. That's all. That's the reason why I said it. You know, would you consider, you know, this here? Would you consider? And then people started, and that's what I'm saying. The brother wrote back, it's not a matter of comprehension all the time. And then the other brother wrote back, Arabic is not sacred, but the Quran is. What kind of sense does that make? He actually, this brother thought that it made sense. Arabic is not sacred, but the Quran is. And the language chosen by Allah to give his final revelation. What kind of sense does that make? So when I said that, so you learn Arabic because it's sacred and exact, but one does not find their native tongue sacred and not exact in speaking it? And he doesn't get an attitude, but what he does is I never said that the Arab language is sacred. I said the Quran is sacred. What the? Oh, real? Okay. And so when he said that, I realized there's no sense in going any further with this person. There's no sense in going any further. But you can get into long debates and arguments on Facebook just by saying something, and then somebody on social media is going to say something against you or say something with a different opinion of you. And let me tell you, when people write on Facebook, I mean, you know, it takes a lot of time. So social media can be time consuming. And any of you who participate in social media know that I'm telling the truth regarding that. That social media is time consuming. So you could be doing a whole lot of other things for your life. The next thing you know, you get involved with social media, answering, responding, because a person says something, you say, oh, I got this person. I'm going to go ahead, man. I'm going to say this. And then and then it's a back and forth that goes on. So this is the kind of social, interactions that happens on social media. And people really get into it like that. Other people, you know, get into it like a person who puts, again, as I said, people will put stuff online, and what they're looking for is likes. People put their picture online. They'll take a nice picture of themselves, and taking a nice picture, they'll see, well, how many people, you know, they put it up at 8 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock, they'll check. Ooh, let me see who liked my picture. Or they'll put up a comment at 8 o'clock in the morning. At 10 o'clock, they'll check. Ooh, let me see who responded to my picture or my comment. Or they'll wait at 12 o'clock. They got their phone in hand. Ooh, let me see who responded to me at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I put it up 4 hours ago. And then you find out of people that alhamdulillah, you know, that's one of I mean, that's a comment. Fabulous. You look fabulous. They'll put up a heart. And with that, if there's some kind of satisfaction that comes mentally to you, you know, because people liked your picture or people liked your comment, but then they have read it and when they press like, it's like, okay, I like what you said. And I guess that there's some kind of satisfaction that basically comes from that. But it's time consuming. It can be very time consuming. as far as participating in the upload life. It can be very time consuming. Now, if you are a person who's participating say you started to conquer the ability to write Facebook comments, to write Facebook posts, and you're getting responses, reactions, you're now encouraged to keep writing Facebook posts because people are commenting on your posts. So people are commenting. So let me go ahead and continue to put up a Facebook post. Then they have something that's called short stories, right? And I'm writing it. And there's a person who put up his picture drinking iced coffee. Got my iced coffee ready for day 3 training. Another person will put up a picture. I've updated my photo and put up a new photo of themselves. And again, you know, they make sure that the photo looks good, that they've shaven and, you know, they got the right kind of koofy on and the colors match. Then someone who, you know, like I really like on Facebook, says, "Not my will, but yours be done." So this is from, this is a quote from Christ Jesus, Luke 22:42. And then she asked a question. You can dream, you can plan, you can try, you can work hard, you can aim, you can reach, you can strategize, you can prepare. But before you do all of that, ask Allah to align your will with His. When we seek guidance from Allah and invite Him consciously into our situation, we all of a sudden have a vast resource helping us, aiding our cause and strengthening our spirit through the journey we are ourselves on. And we go further and further and further. So this is a positive message. And then comments come through, and the comments will be like, six people, you can see how many people responding. Well, six people responding. And then they'll even show you all the people that responded. You know, five people put a heart up, one person put a like up, one person put a comment up and wrote, Ameen. Ameen, that's it. Ameen is for Ameen. And then another post, Street Corner Dawa, the tribe of Bilal, who we are and our relevance in America. Are you Bilalian? So again, his picture is up with a beautiful background. One brother wrote, to whom it may concern, Mary, the mother of Jesus, loved man and wanted a man. Not up for debate. Okay, but that's a debate. To whom it may concern, Mary, the mother of Jesus, loved man and wanted a man. I don't know. I guess he was there. But believe me, he wrote that 2 hours ago, see? 2 hours ago he wrote it. And he's probably checking back to see who responds to that. And someone wrote, there was one person who wrote, share your Dalil. I don't know what Dalil means, but it probably means, you know, and that's the other thing that winds up happening as far as posting with Muslims. Share your Dalil. What is the English word for Dalil? I've heard the word before, but I don't know what it means. Like right off hand, I don't know what it means. But they'll put it up. So they'll mix Arabic and English, you know, Arabic and English, and I don't know whether that, you know, makes them sound, you know, more, that they know more or whatever, but that's the kind of thing that winds up happening. Kelly Kell, happy anniversary to you, Kelly Kell. Happy anniversary to you. Aisha K. Mustafa put something up. And she basically, see, because now social media is good when you want to, you know, you're promoting an event. Now, this is an event that's actually going on in Philadelphia, and it happens on July 9th. So this is a way to use social media. Reach the people where they are. 30th Annual International Islamic Heritage Festival in Paradise Weekend, July 9th at Penn's Landing. This is something that has been sponsored every year. I used to participate in this in Penn's Landing, but there's so many other Muslims now. There are so many other Muslims now just that's in that area. That's in that area in Penn's Landing, and that's in Philadelphia, Penn's Landing. And it was sponsored by our brother, I forgot the brother's name, but, you know, he's sponsored it every year. He has sponsored it. But that's something that's going to be in Penn's Landing this weekend that's coming up. And there's a lot of Muslim entertainers that will be participating in that. You know, save the date, Saturday, June 10th, Penn's Landing, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., Columbus Avenue, Chestnut Boulevard. Friday is the Latul Juma Independence Mall. So it's going to be, you know, a whole weekend kind of thing. Well, it looks like Friday and Saturday, the Juma and then, you know, Penn's Landing, that would be the cultural expressions that day. So that's one of the things that I really wanted to talk about, and all of a sudden I'm halfway into the program. Unbelievable. So I have to take this time because I got to go into another segment. There's another segment that I want to go into. And so I'm going to take this time. Wow. Yeah, there's some things that have to be done as far as I'm looking for. Oh, wow. Well, maybe that's what the situation is. But I'm looking for a PSA to play. That's what I'm looking for. And, you know, we have, you know, Graceline, the June Scholarship, Patricia Hadid, Dr. Rashid, and Imam Henry Hasib. I think I'm going to try to play that if I can get back to it. The audio clips can be very fickle, so I was going to play that, but now I can't even get back to Henry Hasib, so I'm going to go with the Medicare scam alert that is on my screen right now, so I'm going to play that.
An important message from Medicare. Unfortunately, scam artists are using the coronavirus pandemic to try to steal your Medicare number and other personal data, but you can protect yourself. If you get a call or email offering COVID-19 items like a test kit or a mask, and they ask for your Medicare number, hang up or delete the email. Guard your card. Learn more about scams and how to report suspected Medicare fraud at medicare.gov/fraud.
Okay, thank you for that. And we may as well go with CDC Everyday Prevention.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Okay. Thank you for that. And we should be, we should stay conscious on the fact that viruses are active in the summertime, more so than the wintertime. Viruses are, no, I got that wrong. Viruses are more susceptible in the wintertime rather than the summer. But because they are active, you know, they can be active all year round, especially if someone gets a cold or something like that and they start sneezing and all the rest of that there, you really have to be conscious of that and of who the people that you're around. Here's another CWSC texting public service message. Here we go with that.
Here at Community Wide Sharing Conference, we think you're a pretty special part of our group intellect. After all, we all have unique skills, ability, or knowledge. But none of us are skilled enough to drive while texting, talking on, or looking at our phones. It's just dangerous, and life can change in a split second. Be safe and wait. A public service message from AM360 and the CWSC.
Thank you so very much for that. Okay, so this is the other point that I basically wanted to make in this broadcast of the upload line. And that is, it has to do with, let me see if I can pull that up. But it has to do with time. By the token of time through the ages, surely the human being is lost. And then there's that famous word, except those who believe work good deeds and invite each other to truth, patience, and constancy. And as Muslims, that's what we should be doing, inviting others to truth, patience, and constancy. But the idea of time, we should really, we have to understand that we are in two worlds. We participate as human beings. We participate in two worlds. Not just one world, but two worlds. So, this is a lost world. Well, that's true. But what the human being has done, he has learned how to control systems in a lost world. So here it is. We live in cities. We wouldn't be able to get around if there weren't roads that were built. If there weren't grocery stores that exist that go ahead and through technology have utilized technology to make things available to us, package up chicken, package up the cow, package up vegetables and fruits, and then sell it to us. So Allah made those things in his natural world, but the human being has taken advantage of the natural world and taken those things and so-called made it more convenient for us. But he has done it as a price. Yeah, we'll make that for you. We'll get that to you. But you're going to have to pay. Even though Allah gave it to us for free, we have to pay for it now. So much so that we have to even pay for water. So there's my only point being that there's Allah's world and there is man's world. That's the basic two worlds that we go back and forth with. Allah's world and man's world. Allah's world works on a time frame that is natural. So right now, we're still in the last days of summer, okay? Because according to the American calendar, summer starts on the 21st of June. That's when the seasons change from spring to summer, the 21st of June. But in man's world, what technology is doing is speeding things up. Man's time frame is different. And for those of us who live in man's world, you know, we have to pay the mortgage on a certain time. We got to pay the telephone. Look, we have to pay for the telephone bill at a certain time. And if you don't pay for that telephone bill at a certain time, you know, they're going to cut your phone off. You don't pay for that mortgage, what they're going to do? They're going to give you a late fee. If you don't catch the supermarket when they have the sale, then you're going to pay the regular price. So there, that's man's world. That's how man operates in his world. You know, he has his time frame, and Allah has his time frame. When there's prayer, one of the things that I recognize is that prayer comes in before 4 o'clock in the morning. And then the next prayer is 10 hours later. Your prayer is 10 hours later. So from 4 o'clock to 1 o'clock. The last prayer is done at almost 10 o'clock at night. So from 10 o'clock at night, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 6 hours. 5, 6 hours, you know, before you got to get up and make the Fajr prayer again. That's in Allah's world. And that time frame changes. That time frame, as far as the prayer is concerned, continuously changes because it's on the lunar calendar. But man's world is different. And this is what the point being, that this is what technology is doing. Technology is speeding up man's world. And in order to participate in man's world, you got to keep pace. You got to keep pace with his world. So your bills, you know, you got to pay your bills at this time. You know what I'm saying? You might be involved in some other thing. Oh, I forgot to pay my bill. Oh, well, you can play it, but there's going to be a late fee. The other day, I forgot to pay my phone bill. They jacked my telephone bill up $100 in fees because I didn't pay it on time. Then I went down to the store, and the guy, he was going to charge me for my regular fee, the late fee, and then he was going to charge me for next month's fee too. Oh, you want to pay the whole thing? Well, it's going to cost you $400. Now, I usually pay $120 a month. But I got three different devices that I use. He was going to charge me. I usually pay $120 a month. He's going to charge me $220 to get the phone turned back on. Because when it turned off, they turned off everything. They turned off all three of my devices. So I didn't even have a choice if I wanted to continue to communicate. So I had to stay on the phone with customer service, and they acted like they were doing me a favor. Well, we're going to, you know, well, you know, like you were. And this is what they do. Well, you know, like you didn't pay your bill on time last month, and you didn't pay your bill on time the month before that, you know. So, you know, like, oh, you got to pay your bill on time. If not, then you're going to have to be charged, you know, this late fee to put your phone back on. So this is if you want to participate in man's world. These are the kind of things they do. Oh, they got cameras, you know, because I live in a city. They got cameras around it. So, you know, and the speed limit is 25 miles per hour. And then on the bottom, it's photo enforced. So if you go over 25 miles an hour, and they say, well, you know, like, I'm going to give you until 30. You know, if you go 30 miles, you go over 30 miles, I'll give you a five mile concession of 5 miles. But you go over that, oh, you got a ticket. Ticket for what? I didn't hit anybody or nothing. But they're making millions of dollars. They're making millions of dollars with camera enforcement. They're making millions of dollars. I'm talking about in the man's world. They're making millions of dollars by turning off your phone and charging extra fees. Millions of dollars. There's a time frame. So they speed things up. And here it is. You're trying to live your regular life, but then you're dealing with the upload life. And so the thing is time consuming. So you may forget this or forget that. And then the next thing you know, they got you. So the idea is that if you participate in Allah's world, in the natural world, it slows down. Life slows down. If you don't participate in the upload life. Life, it slows down. But you know what some people find it as? Boring. Because they're living in the natural world. They find it boring. Well, you know, like, what am I? So, you know, like, I'm tired of watching this television program and reading the newspaper and reading a book. I need something else to do. Oh, go outside to the park. Listen, find some social groups that you can get with. And even with social groups, it's getting bad. Because on social media, they talk about people so bad. They talk about people real bad on social media sometimes. It's horrible the way they speak about people. I know people don't care too much for me, but oh, him. Social media. I know people don't care too much for me because I won't go with the program of today's politics. It's okay. It's all right with me. I ain't mad at you. You got my blessings. Now, that's a good one. That's good because the brother is not complaining. He's not complaining when he said what he said. Somebody else will ask. And listen, this is written so that this is written to get a response. Listen to this. As Muslims, does Allah accept your prayers if you're not facing Mecca when you pray? That was written so that he could get a response, so that people could answer what he knows. He knows what the answer is, but he wrote it so that he could get a response. Ibrahim Muhammad, good brother, man. Our Lord, help us to be kind to our women. Now, that's a beautiful thing to say. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless him for it. See, that's the positive thing that you can put out. So, living life in the upload world speeds up. It speeds up, you know. As a matter of fact, I'm going to share with you this idea about artificial intelligence. What is AI? What is artificial intelligence?
Siri, Alexa, Cortana, and Google Assistant, these are all forms of AI or artificial intelligence. But AI extends far past voice-activated assistants. AI is the simulation of human intelligence processes by machines, especially computer systems. And almost all businesses today employ some type of AI, some more complicated than others. AI can be categorized as weak or strong. Weak AI is a system designed and trained for a particular task, like voice-activated assistants. It can maybe answer your question or obey a programmed command, but can't work without human interaction. Strong AI is an AI system with generalized human cognitive abilities, meaning it can solve tasks and find solutions without human intervention. A self-driving car is an example of strong AI that uses a combination of computer vision, image recognition, and deep learning to pilot a vehicle while staying in a given lane and avoiding unexpected obstacles like pedestrians. AI has made its way into a variety of industries that benefit both businesses and consumers, like healthcare, education, finance, law, and manufacturing. In fact, many technologies incorporate AI, including automation, machine learning, machine vision, natural language processing, and robotics. The application of AI raises legal, ethical, and security concerns. For instance, if an autonomous vehicle is involved in an accident, liability is unclear. And hackers are using sophisticated machine learning tools to gain access to sensitive systems. Despite the risks, there's very few regulations governing the use of AI tools. But experts assure that AI will simply improve products and services and won't replace us humans anytime soon.
No time soon. So AI can do a whole lot. There's a lot can. Should we be afraid of AI? Question: should we be afraid of it? Well, a lot of people are. But I think that one of the best ways to combat AI is to stay in the natural world as much as you possibly can. I think that's the best way to you know, stay in the natural world. Gear your life, if you can, gear your life around your prayer. So from 4 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the morning, you have something that you have to do outside, you go ahead and do it, you know, but see if you can get back in the house by time to do Dhuhr prayer. And then from Dhuhr to Asra, you know, that's a whole nother circumstance and situation. See if you can gear your life between Dhuhr and Asra prayer, and then from Asra prayer to Maghrib. But see, you know, make your prayers on time, because that's the way to stay in contact with Allah's natural world. And that's the beauty of that the religion of Islam has given us, that it has given us a structure, a time structure, in order for us to stay in communication with our Lord and to stay in communication with Allah's creation, that we have a time frame. Once you go out that time frame and you go into man's world, then, you know, like that whole thing would change. You get involved as far as, especially if you have to go to work or something, if you have to go to work or something like that, then still it's a good idea to see if you can plan your work schedule around your prayer, whereas you take that time to pray. This way, if you can take that time, you know, when it comes time for you to do Dhuhr prayer, that, you know, like you got a spot that you could go to for 5 minutes and make that prayer. This keeps you in connection with Allah and Allah's world by doing that. And if you have a 9-to-5 job, you got a 9-to-5, you might have to make Dhuhr prayer and Asr the prayer, you know, between on your job. So if you could set that up, you know, take that 5 minutes, or, you know, to go ahead and make prayer, that would be good. There are brothers who especially African, my African brothers, I know a whole slew. There was an article about a whole slew of African brothers that the company was allowing them to go pray, and they were taking 15, 20 minutes, a half hour to make the prayer. And they all got fired. And then they wanted to put out a suit that they were being discriminated against. It don't take no half hour to make the prayer. It don't take that long. But, you know, that's the way that, you know, sometimes that's the way that people make their prayer. But if you take advantage of it, I mean, you know, you're going to have to pay for it. And especially if you're working for somebody else. If you don't work for somebody, nobody else, then, you know, you can do it like that. You work for yourself, it's fine. So, listen, I got 6 minutes left. I'm sorry if I apologize if I didn't give you an opportunity to say anything. But if you want to say something now, please, you know, press 1 on your phone. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to find a PSA looking for new talent. Well, let's see what that has to say. Let's see. This is looking for new talent. Let's see what that has to say.
Assalamu alaikum. Are you or anyone you may know big into sports? Having a unique ability to deliver opinionated yet knowledgeable sports takes? Or maybe you're a travel aficionado in love with and passionate about all things travel, from cuisine to hotel tips, modes of travel, one with the air, the land, and the sea. Even the best way to save a buck or two. Or do you have an interest in fashion? A keen eye for the movers and shakers within the realm of Islamic fashion? Perhaps a history buff? Maybe you're an expert in law, all things related to the Ummah and entertainment. Or a student proficient in the arts? An environmentalist? You are a renowned activist or a writer with love for teaching and the deliverance of ideas via the pen, the keyboard, or if you're old school, the typewriter. If you share any of these unique talents, or know someone who does, and are interested in hosting your own radio show, then you've found the right place. Log on to www.cwsc.us for more information. We hope to hear from you soon, and inshallah, the world will begin to benefit from your unique talents and points of view. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so very much for that. Looking for a new talent. I'm going to open up the microphone for 727741. Our sister, Martha Nala Williams. Assalamu alaikum. How are you this morning, sis?
Alaikum assalam. I tell you, it's wonderful to be up and around and about. As I was just telling the young man here in my presence, as you're talking about social media, I look at them, I say, I'm on my phone because I'm listening to AM360. They're on their phones. I say, and I started singing. Like my mom used to say, did you stop to take the time to pray this morning? Did you stop to fall down on your knees? And, you know, just going through that, and then you were mentioning prayer and how prayer regulates your life based on prayer. So just wanted to commend you on all of what you're doing. Praise be to Almighty God. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, Hadabu Alameen, Sister Martha Nala Williams, our courageous leader at Community Wide Shura Conference. And yes, that's very true. You know, you said that you were on your phone listening to American Muslim 360. That is, you know, we give our children phones, and then once we give it to them, I mean, they're all over the place. We don't even know what it is that they're doing with their phones or what they're on. Instagram, whether they're on TikTok, or whether they're communicating with other people, we don't even know. But this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. I'm serious. This is what Shaitan wants. Shaitan wants to have control. Well, I'm saying Shaitan, but man, the human being wants that kind of control over our future. That's the kind of control. And once they get in the habit of participating in social media to that degree, man, I mean, you know, like it's like our children are going to do everything that they can to keep up with the trends of social media. Our children use, you're not on AI? Oh, you're not on Boom Bop? Oh, Boom Bop is a new thing. What, you ain't on that? And they said, no, I'm not on Boom Bop. What is it? Oh, you don't know about Boom Bop? Oh, yeah, but, you know, have you heard about Bam Bam? Yo, you know about Boom Bop, but do you know about Bam Bam? Yo, I want Bam Bam. I don't like Boom Bop. I like Bam Bam. So then they start competing with each other as far as who is the most trendy one. And it doesn't only go as far as social media, but we talk about as far as dress is concerned. Yo, I got to have some $300 Jordan sneakers. $300? I remember paying $8 for a pair of Converse, and that was a lot of money. Now it's $300 for a pair. It's like, yo, you can't wear regular sneakers. You know, you got to wear the Jordans or the Airs or whatever, the new sneaker that's out. Oh, I want the new sneaker. I want the new shirt. But this is the trends that are being created for man's world, and who's the one that they influence most of all? Our children. So I just like to encourage you. I'd like to encourage you that tomorrow we're going to be doing Lives of the Prophets. And on Lives of the Prophets, we're going to be continue to discuss, I think we were with Isaac, right, because Isaac had son Jacob, and he had, and it was what, all the things that Jacob had to go through, you know, with two wives, because he married two sisters. I mean, man, it's an intriguing story from the people of the book. That's what we're getting. Of course, the Quran doesn't go into it to that degree, but the people of the book, you know, that's what we was reading from, and we found out some good information. So anyway, I'm looking forward to being with you tomorrow. Well, right here on American Muslim 360, you don't want to miss tomorrow's show, 8 o'clock, and we're reading from the Stories of the Prophet by Ibn Kathir. And please be encouraged to listen to A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio today at from 10 to 1. And until tomorrow or later on today, I give you greetings of peace of Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.